This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. A little cold, a little cloudy. Yeah, it's winter, man. Get ready. I hope it snows Sunday, but not until after all my guests go home for the weekend. I'm glad you joined us today. I hope you come by the Entercom Good Life studio every Saturday, noon to 1. Lunch hour with Good Life Guy. It's just you and me having fun with food and wine. Today will be no different than that. I've got a killer wine of the week that will be on at the end of the show. It's called Amicone. It's probably Amicone, eh? It's Italian, and it's a Ripasso. I'll tell you more about what that means. Not only is it unusual grape varieties, but it's an unusual vinification process that makes a rich, unctuous red wine. Lovely. We'll do that. First up, though, we're going to talk about Umami Bomb, 75 vegetarian recipes that explode with flavor. And you go, wait, you're not a vegetarian? No, I'm a meatitarian, but I like veggies as good or better than the next guy. And this book, you could leave off the vegetarian part and just call it Umami Bomb. There's so many good things in this book that even if you know what umami is or not, you're going to love it. Then later in the program, Louisa Lawless joins us. I love that name. She's Lawless. We're going to talk about pH. An enhanced water product that I mentioned a while back. It's great water and good for you. But more importantly, we're going to spend time talking about KOE, K-O-E, and the O's got umlaut over the top. And it's organic kombucha, no alcohol, effervescent, unique flavors, easy and fun to drink, and none of the bad stuff associated with diet soda. It's only 35 calories a can, and it's magnificent. So that'll be that. We have a lot of fun stuff to do. Let's start right off with Umami Bomb. You may not, you know, sweet, sour, salty, bitter, okay? Those are the things. And then we added umami. And umami's roots in Japanese cuisine. It is that unctuous, deep mushroom, beef fat. But you can do that a number of ways, and this book will help you do it. I'm so captured by the book, and it has such great photography and beautiful recipes. It's by my guest, Raquel Pazell. Did we say it right, Max? Yeah. And
perfect.
Hi, Raquel. Wait, I'm trying. Hey. Don't jump in here until I sing your song.
Okay.
And you got a great song. Look at this. Featured in Sevier, The Wall Street Journal, Every Day with Rachel Ray, Shape, Epicurious, just to name a few. The former editor at Cooks Illustrated, one of my wife's favorite magazines, mine too. Senior food editor and test kitchen director for Tasting Table. I don't know why you left there. I love that. Pazell has written more than 20 cookbooks and has judged Food Network shows, including Chopped Junior, beat Bobby Flay. And we just had a local guy beat Bobby Flay. We hope he beat him. And you're coming to us from New York. Now, Raquel, welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to chat about umami.
You know, I don't think I've ever had a book that focused on that. I don't think I've ever seen one. So in that regard, congratulations. And
thank you.
And so many other books. I got to get a copy of Toast. I meant to order that this week and I forgot. But that was just one of your other books.
I'm happy to get you one. Yeah.
Everybody likes toast, and think of all the things you can do, not only with the bread that you toast, but the stuff you can put on top of it. Yum.
Exactly.
All right. So I know the definition, but there's several different ways to spin it. How about your best definition of what is umami?
Okay. Well, I describe umami as anything that makes food addictive. So like when you eat something and it's like, oh, wow, there's something about this that's really delicious, that's really bold, that's savory, that makes me want to go in for like seconds and thirds. It's usually umami that's present. And umami is, like you said, you know, there's sweet, sour, salty, bitter. And then umami, it's this other sense of savoriness that exists in food. And it kind of comes about, well, there's a very like scientific explanation for it. I don't know if you want me to go into that or just talk about how tasty it is.
Well, the science, yeah, I think we should talk about that. But I got to put this out there. In the front of your book, you dedicated the book to mom. And
yes.
And you finished it with, you pronounce it, oh, mommy. Aw. And right
yeah,
there,
on
top of that is a bunch of beautiful pieces of cheese. And when I think of either Parmesan Reggiano or Grana Padano as one of my favorite examples of something that you wouldn't think of having that beautiful, unctuous deliciousness.
Absolutely. You know, my mom's so funny. She could never pronounce umami right. So I was like, you know what? I bet there's a lot of other people out there who have trouble with it too. So I'm just going to make it phonetic.
Good. I like it.
Yeah. But, you know, cheese, aged cheese. So umami, so what happens with umami is it's essentially amino acids. So when proteins are kind of manipulated either through aging, as in cheese, like aged cheddar, Parmigiano Reggiano, Grana Padano, as you mentioned, aged Gouda, you know, all of those cheeses are aged, and what happens is the protein structure changes because water is evaporating from, like, if you think of a mild cheddar and how it's kind of creamy tasting and it's mild, and then you have an aged cheddar and it's much more sharp, and you might even have those little pops of crystal in them when you eat them, like kind of like a good parm, and you have those little like little crunchy nuggets of almost like flaky salt. Those are the protein, that's protein in the cheese that's actually come together and more pronounced because the cheese has lost some of its water content. And what happens is when those protein structures change, they release amino acids, and those amino acids are what leads to umami. And there's very specific ones like glutamate and inosinate, and, you know, you can get into all of the chemical stuff, but I'm not a scientist. I just cook. I just like to make my food really flavorful. And, you know, you can do that with aged cheese. You can do that with something like soy sauce, which also has loads of umami. Mushrooms have tons of umami. Mm-hmm. And in the book, I divided every chapter into a different umami ingredient. So you could really get the most out of a dish, and you could really understand what's giving it that extra kind of bump of flavor.
I love it. And when I think back, a product that my mom used quite regularly, and then it kind of got a bad name, MSG.
Yeah, totally.
Monosodium glutamate, and that was one of the first things I ever had. And then as I learned more about it, especially when it relates to wine, one of the things that I always tell folks is if you make beef bouillon and you use an extra dose, you get that meaty unctuousness and interesting stuff. Now, you touched on how you laid out the book. I think that is so cool because, as you said, you labeled it by the ingredient that you're featuring in that section. And really, Raquel, you could have left off the vegetarian part because that's just a side note. All these things are just wonderful things to eat. You touched on the cheese thing. I think the Gouda apple thyme galettes, and we don't have to go into recipes, but to me that brings back memories of when I was a kid, although my mom wouldn't have labeled it that fancy, you know. well, back then. Chapter 2, soy sauce, tomatoes, mushrooms. I don't want to repeat what you said, but caramelized onions. Touch on that. Because it could have just been onions, but that wouldn't have been the same.
Yeah, well, you know, so different ingredients have different amounts of the glutamate. Like you said, it's the G in MSG, but here it's, you know, MSG is of course chemically produced, and here it's the glutamate is in its natural form. In caramelized onions, you're essentially applying heat to the onion, and you're coaxing out the sugars as you're cooking them in a pan, and you're kind of trying to caramelize them. You're trying to get those sugars to brown, and it's, you know, what everyone loves to call the Maillard effect, and it's what creates the browning and those brown bits in a pan where if you deglaze the pan with some wine or a little bit of, I love using vermouth in my cooking because, you know, you can always have it at the ready by the stovetop. You know, you scrape up those bits on the bottom of the pan, and there's, everyone says, so much flavor. It's like liquid gold. Well, that's umami. You know, that's liquid gold is actually umami in the pan from the onions and from the caramelized sugar. And again, you're taking out the water, you know, you're concentrating the sugars, and you're manipulating the protein structure in the onion. So that's why, like, I don't know about you, but if I walk into a house, someone's caramelizing onions, immediately I get hungry.
Absolutely.
Like, it's like instant, you know, appetite stoker, right? I mean, immediately I'm like, oh, I have to eat that now. And forget about it. If it's caramelized onions and mushrooms, it's like double umami.
Oh, yeah.
So I just started to think about, like, okay, what can I add caramelized onions to you? And just, you know, give something that much more flavor, that much more excitement. And I put it in like a grilled cheese with miso butter, which is really yummy. I have a dip with caramelized onions. There's lots of different ways, lots of fun ways that you can use them. And they're simple. You know, it's not like, you know, some people are like, well, I've never used miso before. And I have a chapter about nutritional yeast, which sounds very scary to some people. But, you know, caramelized onions, that's the simplest thing in the world. And anyone can make it. And, you know, like you, one of my sons is a meatitarian. The other is a vegetarian. And you know, to get people to eat vegetables, you have to make them interesting. You have to make them exciting. And that's how I kind of got into this journey of exploring umami, is that I wanted my vegetables to be really delicious because I try to cook a lot of vegetables and less meat. And when I have friends over, I, you know, want their kids to eat what's on the table. And, you know, I think when you start adding umami to your vegetables, you can really change your game. You can really make things that much more delicious and interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Other chapters, miso, you touched on that, smoke, nutritional yeast, a bonus chapter with fish. I love that, honey soy grilled salmon. I didn't smoke them. I had a little bit of applewood in the fire, but I just did two whole fillets of salmon indirect for about an hour. So it was a pretty high temperature cook. And I soaked them in orange juice, sesame seed oil.
That has umami.
Yeah. And then a little bit of low sodium soy sauce. So we're umamiing up the fish, and then I sprinkled a little brown sugar on the top when I grilled it, and it gets beautiful color.
Oh, nice.
Good. Let's take a break, but we got to come back. There's so many other questions I have for you, and we got to talk about the book some more. The book we're talking about is Umami Bomb. It's by my guest, Raquel Pazel. You can find her at R-A-Q-U-E-L, Raquel Pazel, P-E-L-Z-E-L.com. Okay, I love the picture on the About page with you and your dog. What a cutie. I'm a dog guy, you know, but...
Oh, thank you. And that's who your friends are, but my boys want a dog so badly.
Come on, make it happen, Mom.
They just asked me today, my son just asked me today, can we get a dog? I was like, oh, man.
Yes, you can. We'll be right back with Raquel and Umami Bomb and so much more food, wine, and fun for your ears right after this short break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.